Welcome to Flashback Recap. My name is Mike.
And I'm Patty.
This is us covering Quiet Onset, Episode 5, Breaking the Silence.
Right.
Okay, we just got done watching it.
We did.
And we have some thoughts on this one, too.
We do. I've got thoughts. I have thoughts. You want to just go through the episode?
Yeah, let's just go through it. Was you know we'll just go through the each segment. This was laid out very much like an interview. It wasn't a documentary. The first segment was with Drake Bell. Came out basically Soledad O'Brien interviewed everybody. And it felt like it basically it was okay, what's been the reaction and what's happened since the original four episodes aired.
Yeah, that's exactly that was basically like the vibe of the entire episode, right? Was just, what's been your experience since the documentary aired? How has the last 2 weeks been for you? Which was interesting because they were so incredibly secretive about what this episode was going to be about when they announced. I mean, they barely even announced it. I think the only reason it was actually announced is because somebody found it on Rotten Tomatoes and leaked that information. And so it was so incredibly secretive about what this episode was going to be about. And so I think, I can't speak for everybody, but I know myself, I was expecting a continuation of the original first
Same
four
here.
episodes. And this was not that.
Yeah, this feels very much like a where are they now? Or you know what? Almost like a reunion episode.
Yeah, it felt
Like a
like
Real
the
Housewives reunion episode.
yes, exactly. Or like how Bates Motel had that episode at the
Oh,
end or
yes.
whatever, like where it
Like
was
The
just,
Talking Dead. That's what this
yes,
was.
exactly. It was their version of The Talking Dead. Yes,
Yes.
100%.
Which that's gonna color our reactions to this because we did not watch the show that we were expecting to watch. It was a completely different show than what we thought was gonna be on. I think
I
that's fair to
mean,
say.
yeah, I mean, spoiler alert, I was actually incredibly disappointed. And that's not to
Yes.
say that I was hoping to hear all these other people's really gnarly experiences and stuff like that.
Correct.
It was just, I was ho just hoping for a continuation of what we'd already watched. And this, like I said, it was not that. Drake's segment, I honestly, I didn't even understand the point of
It
it.
felt very much like a cash grab and slightly exploitive.
Yeah, it was just a big recap of what, I mean, there were even recap clips. I mean, to the point that when my husband and I were watching this, he kept looking up and he's like, "I thought we already watched this." Yeah, we did. It's because they're posting yet another clip from the original four episodes, which had to have been at least like 10% of this episode.
Yeah, there was
So
maybe 30 seconds of Drake's segment where they asked about Josh, what's his name?
Peck.
About how people online were giving him shit about not reaching out, and he said, "No, he reached out to me privately, and it wasn't until the backlash that he reached out publicly. You know, we're cool. You know, we've always been supportive of each other." When this documentary came out, he called me up.
And I guess the other newer thing that came out during his segment was Drake seemed to be really understanding of the other child actors or the people who'd sent in letters of support, supporting Brian Peck, not reaching out since then or even since the documentary had aired. Like he acknowledges that they haven't, but he does almost seem like understanding because of like the trauma that they themselves had possibly gone through and everything, and that. But it's almost like he doesn't fault them, which I thought was actually kind of cool, and it. I don't know. It seemed like a really mature way to look at it. Rather, I mean, because he has every right to be pissed. Some of those people he probably considered friends or at least acquaintances. And to feel, so betrayed, like They'd played Will Friedle. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. His clip on the, which we had discussed this in our last episode, but they played his clip of him talking on his podcast or Writer Strong's podcast, whomever's
Yeah, they have the Boy Meets World podcast.
Right, talking on there about his experience with, you know, realizing after everything that he was on the basically the wrong side of the courtroom. And
Yeah,
go ahead.
I feel like, he made, he was asked, has anybody reached out to you
Right.
personally? And he said, no, none of them did. But even if they had, that day is so ingrained in my brain that there's nothing they could say that could change it. That affected me. And, the way that they acted, had an effect on my life. And something else that they brought up, that Soledad O'Brien brought up, is how this wasn't a bigger scandal.
Yeah, that was actually pretty interesting that he had said a couple months before, that was when Jason Handy, is that the right name?
I think
That
so.
he had been arrested. And then it was just 3 or 4 months later that Brian Peck had been arrested. And Brian Peck was nowhere in the news.
Yeah, they said there was one news story about it,
Yeah,
local news story. That was
exactly. It
it.
was like completely swept under the rug.
This was also before pre, I mean, they were chat boards and things, but it was,
Message boards and
pre
stuff.
social media, definitely pre TMZ. If
Yeah.
TMZ had been around, this would have been all over the place.
Gosh, I think at that point we didn't even have Google. We just had Ask Jeeves, right?
Yeah. And
So, yeah.
Jeeves didn't know nothing.
No, he sure did not.
No. You're good. And that
Yeah.
like and then they played like a snippet of his Drake Bell's new music video, which he said he wrote it and released it right after the four episodes. As this is how one of the things that he did was to deal with this, he just wrote music. And they played his music video, which he says dealt with his feelings, which I it, it that felt like
That's perfect timing.
right. I just added to the cache. I was like, am I just watching a commercial for, the dropping of his new single? I mean,
Right.
like, was that a stipulation for him doing the show?
That was my assumption that it had to have been. It had to have been a stipulation.
But
Well, joke's on him because I'm not listening. Just because of that.
the next segment was with Giovanni Samuels and Brian Herney, the two African American cast members of All That who are on. And that had a little bit more meat to it, not much.
Yeah.
They basically they talked a little bit about, how what reaction to their segments was. They talked about how it was overwhelmingly positive. The feedback, they had to step back from social media a little bit.
I think that's interesting too, just to compare, because we just talked about Drake Bell, that I'm so happy to hear that they had such overwhelmingly positive, because I know that there was a really big, like a tug of war kind of situation going on with Drake Bell, because there were people who were, you just felt so torn because of what he had done recently, you know, the
Yeah.
allegations and everything made against him, versus what happened to him, you know, when he was with Nickelodeon with Brian Peck. And it was so difficult to set aside what he had recently done and like allow yourself to like be okay with feeling bad too. You know, it was just, it was such a really big tug of war with the feelings as far as Drake Bell goes, especially on social media. You saw a lot of people who were really struggling to deal with all of that because, you know, there was a lot going on there.
Well, I think the way you can, square that peg is when people are abused, it creates this mental cycle of abuse that they almost can't help.
Absolutely, yeah, and we talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah.
Hurt
So
people
I think
hurt
that's
people,
the way that
100%.
you, yeah. And that's the way that I don't want to say get around it, but that's how you deal with that is it wasn't
Process it.
he decided, oh, now I am attracted to little teenagers.
Right.
It's part of his trauma.
No, I understand that 100%. I was just,
Yeah.
that's
And
what
then
I've noticed.
comparing that to the positivity that these two got.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just, it makes me happy that they received such
Yeah.
positive,
And that when they
feedback.
brought up Dan Schneider's YouTube video response.
Oh, it was hilarious. And honestly, I feel like it was one of the most genuine bits of the entire
Yes.
episode. The fact that they said that it was a quote unquote nice performance.
Yes, he was an actor before. You could feel the bitterness and the anger coming
Absolutely.
through. And I feel for them because unfortunately, black people cannot get upset.
Oh, yeah, no. No, you can't be the angry black lady.
Especially black, I was just saying, especially black women.
Nope.
You cannot. You have to, yes, sir, you have to take everything, and be nice and polite, and otherwise you're being difficult.
Yeah.
And so you can't even get upset when you're talking about being like discriminated against because of your race.
Right.
That's, to me, I can't even fathom that. When do you get upset then? When are you allowed to get
And
upset?
that's literally it. When are you allowed to be upset? When is it
Right now.
justified for you to be upset?
This is when you're allowed. And
Yeah.
unfortunately, they couldn't. That I feel so bad for them.
I know. I do too.
Not like
100%.
when they were talking, they were just like, oh, and Soledad O'Brien even commented, like, you could, what was that sigh? You can hear a heavy sigh. And then they were just laughing. That was all they could do, was be like, yeah, they were very classy.
They really handled themselves very well with this. You could tell that at times they were probably trying to be diplomatic in their like responses and everything. They weren't trying to bring Nickelodeon or anybody down in flames. They weren't trying to say something crazy and salacious. They seemed very, their responses seemed very well thought out. And it actually kind of makes me sad, actually, that they probably felt like they had to do that.
Which it took more than Dan Schneider to create the environment that,
For sure.
dealt with all this. So, I mean, I'd have burnt that mother down. So kudos to them. They're a lot classier than I am, evidently.
Same here because they
Yeah.
don't call me Petty Patty for nothing.
That's true. They do. So, the next segment they brought out, they had Brian with his mom, Tracy Brown, which if you remember from the previous installments, she was the mother who said, hey, some of this is inappropriate the way you're treating these kids. And then they said, you got to be quiet. And then he was fired.
Right.
And evidently that, I missed this. Like I knew it damaged their relationship, but I missed this from the previous installment. It damaged it until the documentary was released. They did not have a relationship. It damaged them.
I was trying to like really chew on that, and like I can see from both of their points of views where I feel for her because all she was trying to do was really protect her kid, right? She was trying to make sure that he was working in a safe environment and calling out the fact that he was not, and that made her problematic, which in turn ended up getting her son fired. But I can understand for him because all he saw, and unfortunately up until recently probably did see, is that his mom cost him his career.
Oh, right. He even said, when they were talking, it was like, finally, when I saw that, I could say, no, I'm not angry at her. I'm actually mad at this and this and this. I was able to get in touch with 13-year-old me. And finally, I could be mad at what I was actually mad at and not her.
Right. That's really sad that this is what it took, but I'm really happy for them that that situation appears to have been fixed.
Which, can I just say, Tracy Brown, this mom deserves a medal. She
Best
did what
mom on
you're
the show.
supposed to do. You see something, she was there to protect her child, and when she saw something that wasn't right, she spoke up. And
Absolutely.
unfortunately, her son paid the price for that. But I mean, that's what you're supposed like her and Drake Bell's dad, those are the two parents who were not stage parents. They were there, and you see something, say something, and both of their relationships with their children were damaged because of it.
Yeah, truly.
It's, they, and one of the things they asked was, how do you, if now would you put your child in the situation where they're like the only black kid on this show. Do you even do it? And the mom said, yeah, you do it, but you also, if you gotta walk away, you do that too. don't stay in that situation. And I thought, you know, even now she'd still do the same thing because she knew what she did was right.
Even knowing that it might cost her relationship with her son, she still did what she had to do to keep her son safe.
That's what, yeah, she said, I did that to protect my son.
Yeah.
So kudos to her. Tracy Brown, mom of the year.
Absolutely. Yep, I'd vote for her.
So then when they were done with that, they tease coming up on all that cast member who previously has not spoken up, who will speak for the first time. And it was the name on the tip of everyone's tongue.
It was not Amanda Bynes.
It was not. It was Shane Lyons. You know, Shane Lyons.
Who?
Who is right.
no why offense, was he, Shane Lyons.
Why was he on here? It just to say that Brian Peck made a pass at him?
Really, talking I about think blue they just balls, need,
that was it.
Literally, they just needed
something
one more cast member to come on so they could tease a new cast member. That's like, literally all that was.
Right. He did put forward some ways that, you know, oh, this is how we stop it. Such, you know, trailblazing ideas as don't hire pedophiles.
Yeah. It's groundbreaking.
You know.
Right there.
No one's thought of that. Run a background check. Which, so, I mean, on the one hand, you're like, duh. But on the other hand, well, yeah.
If they would have.
Maybe
Brian Peck wouldn't have been rehired through Disney.
There wouldn't have been three people that they talked about in the first four episodes.
Very true.
But, I mean, he didn't need to be on here.
I'm going to be honest with you. This entire episode didn't need to happen.
No. Yes. I feel like this episode kind of taints the legacy of the original four.
It really does. It almost cheapens it.
They were so well researched. Well, and Giovanni and Brian even said that they wanted to thank the two directors because, you know, finally the truth can be heard. They felt like they were well taken care of, and you know that it was well researched, and they were very polite and nice. An understanding to them.
Yeah.
But this one, I would be surprised. I'd be interested to look and see if they had any involvement in this.
I'm guessing not.
Or if this was just a cash grab by the network to sell more ad time.
That is my thought. I'm assuming this was just a cash grab. I mean, it seemed really hasty.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing seemed very rushed and very put together very quickly. There wasn't much substance. And this is, I don't mean this in any way negatively towards, you know, Giovanni or Brian or Drake or Shane or anybody that had something to do with this that came on here to talk. I appreciate them and I appreciate their stories and what they've been through. But this episode specifically didn't need to happen. And
it could have been like different segments on the Today Show or Good Morning. Like, these could have been split up underneath a million shows.
They could have just made some TikToks and it probably would have gotten the same amount of views, and it probably could have actually started some different conversations and actually, I don't know, maybe done a little bit more. Because at this point, I feel like you said that all this did was kind of taint to the first four episodes now.
It didn't add anything substantial to the conversation.
Not
the
at
show
all.
Was a hit. It was a cultural sensation, and they rushed it to feed the public appetite. I feel like it was like it kind of, as I was watching it, it kind of made me do like a little internal inventory because for getting caught up in it so much.
Yeah.
And like I said at the top, I was expecting a different show. I was expecting a part five because that's what they said. You know, this is part. And it wasn't. It was a reunion show.
It does kind of, you and I had talked about this before, that we as like a collective, all of us outsiders watching this show, that we all got so sucked into how this ruined our childhoods because of what we, you know, the shows that we held so dear and how those shows really had such an impact on our childhoods and how we've all been so focused on that we're forgetting to realize how it literally fucked their entire childhoods, period.
Yeah. Giovanni Samuels actually said, well, yeah, it ruined your childhood memories of a TV show, but it ruined my childhood. I have some trauma.
Literally, yes.
I have trauma too.
And ruining a TV show for us, it doesn't even hold a candle to the trauma that they went through and that they experienced, you know? And if anything, I don't know how to explain it. I guess I feel like this episode is kind of a really good example of that. That I feel like that's kind of what this episode was doing, though. You know, it was just pandering to all of us out here who were wanting more, you know, and it could have ended with episode four.
Yeah, I think it just made me feel icky about
Yes,
myself.
it made me feel gross watching it. I was actually really happy when it was over. I was a little annoyed once the credits were rolling and I was like, wait, so that was the secret guest? Like, I completely missed it. I thought he was in the first four episodes. And at that point, truthfully, I started scrolling on my phone. So,
And in terms of, you know, how the internet went crazy, let's talk a little bit about things that have shown up on the internet in regards to this show. One of the, you know, they had Brandy's mom, and everybody was like, oh my God, I hope, you know, Brandy's still alive. What happened? The prevailing internet theory is that Brandy was Brandy Carlisle, the singer.
And it's not.
It's
It is
not.
not. The
It's
age
not.
isn't even
Oh, yeah,
right.
right. Yeah.
But nobody checks into things. Everybody just takes the rumor and runs with it, you know?
Is it's not, right? It's been confirmed.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it's been confirmed that it is not Brandi
Okay.
Carlile.
Man. I can and then also Mark Summers, who was in the very first episode, maybe the first 5 minutes, he was on there saying all this positive stuff, and then they play a clip of let's face it, Ariana Grande giving a hand job to a potato. That's all, you know. And he goes, what? This is on Nickelodeon? And then he's like never seen from in the rest of it. He gave it was a podcast or a radio show for people who used to work for Nickelodeon. And he basically said, you know, they called me in to do this documentary on, you know, Nickelodeon and the history of all these shows. So he shows up and then they start showing him all these clips. He's like, wait, let's cut. This was on Nickelodeon. Okay, we're done. And he walks away because he felt like he was that bait and switch had been pulled. That's what he said.
He felt that he'd been ambushed.
Yeah. So then they call him 4 weeks before the thing aired and said, we're not going to use you at all. He's like, okay, good. You know, because I didn't know the guy. If you would, you know, and had told me this was about, I would have said, I didn't know Dan Schneider. You know, I wasn't around then. You know, I had known Keenan from Keenan and Kel because we did some stuff, but that was it. So then he's like, good, I'm not going to be in the documentary. And then they called 3 weeks before and said, yeah, you're going to be in it, but it's just going to be all the positive stuff you said about Nickelodeon. Okay. And then, you know, he watches it and he finds out that he used that part where he thought they weren't rolling, where he said, this was on Nickelodeon. I can't believe it. So it just seemed like he was misrepresented. Like his reaction to that wasn't portrayed how his reaction was, and they used something when he said no cut, and they didn't tell him about
Yeah, it's really shady.
it. Yeah, it kind of I wonder how many other people who were involved that don't have Mark Summers' clout, they weren't told what was going to be.
I'm wondering how many people that are not in the documentary
Oh,
that
yeah.
happened to, and then
Yeah.
they couldn't use anything because they weren't really given anything. Because I feel like a lot of the people that were in the documentary, they had such specific stories to tell,
I
that
would
I
assume
feel
all
like
of those were
they
researched.
would have had to have known what they were getting into,
Yeah.
right? But I'm sure that there was probably, I mean, it would just make sense that there's probably other people that they Mark Summersed.
Mark Summers. That's a verb now.
It
He's a
is
verb.
now.
But also, the dude's been a producer for like 30, 40 years. It's not his first day in Hollywood. I don't know how he's so naive. I mean, I'm not blaming him,
I mean, to
but
be fair, he was just told that it was about Nickelodeon. I mean,
right.
I'll be honest with you, I do feel like there's a little bit of assholiness there, the fact that once he found out everything that was going on, that he just completely like caught bait and bailed. Just because the point of the docuseries was such an important thing to be talked about, and such there were so many important stories to be heard that I feel like he still could have stayed. And even if it was simply just to show support for these kids that had gone through this, you know? But, oh, damn, I lost my train of thought.
He was a little bit of an
Only a little bit. I just wish that he would have
like
stuck
you
around just
think
to be
he
supportive.
that's what I was gonna say. You think he should have just stuck around and said, "Hey, I don't know," but then he wouldn't have been put on if he said, "I didn't know the guy, I never saw any of this." I
Well,
mean,
exactly, and that's not going to make for good TV.
that's
And
like
so,
everybody was like, "Why didn't they interview Keenan?" Because he literally, I think he was on Good Morning America or something. He said, "Yeah, that was never my experience. I never saw it. Dan Schneider was, executive producer and like name only. That was it."
It's so interesting how so many people had such wildly different experience. I mean, even Drake Bell, who's in the docuseries, said that he didn't actually have anything bad to say about Dan Schneider or whatever because he was the only person from the network that was actually supportive of him when he was going through what he was.
Yeah, he
You
actually
know?
reiterated that and said, I'm not going to
Yeah.
take away their experiences and say that it didn't happen, but I pretty much
That
everybody has
wasn't my
said that
experience,
everyone has
though.
said those words verbatim. It's like, I'm not saying it didn't happen and I support those and believe those who said that it did,
Right.
but I can't speak to that.
Right. I mean, it would have been nice if Mark Summers could have done something like that,
Right. But
but really though,
even
what
if he said
happened?
it wouldn't have been made, he wouldn't have made the cut.
No, but also, honestly, what they did to him was really shitty and really
Yeah.
manipulative and incredibly misleading.
He didn't come out and say it, but he did intimate that he was talking to a lawyer. He was like,
I mean,
oh,
really, at
he
the
was
end of the
like,
day, you know, good for him.
right. So, but I just, to wrap, I think that this didn't need to exist.
This episode.
Yeah, this episode didn't need
Correct.
to exist, and it almost sullies the reputation of the first four, which felt important and like a first step in fixing this problem.
I just hope everybody can forget that this episode exists. Like, don't even tie this episode into the first four. Like, this episode just. I
Yeah.
mean, if you want to watch it, obviously watch it. It's honestly at. In my opinion, I don't think it's worth anybody's time. It feels exploitative, like you said. So I would
If anything,
just leave
we
it.
found out from some of the participants that there were positive things that they took. Like the guy's got a relationship back with his mom now.
Yeah,
And all those
Ryan.
people feel supported, they feel heard.
Yeah,
If
that's some
and
good
that you can
stuff.
take away with it. Maybe a little palate
Absolutely.
cleanser for all of if you're binging this and then you watch all five of them in a row, maybe perhaps you don't feel so dirty at the end and nauseous like we were.
I guess it offers like this tiny bit of closure after the
Yeah.
fourth episode, you know, some sort of silver lining, I guess. I don't know. At the end of the day, though, I still know. I think that it's bullshit. I don't think that this episode should exist. It
No,
does
I
not
agree.
hold up.
Does not.
No. So with that,
With that, till next time.
yeah, take care, guys.
Bye.